Before starting today's teaching, I present three questions. Number one, is the verse 1, that day, the same as the verse 2, that day? Otherwise, what's different? Number two, what does verse 2, those of Israel who have escaped, mean? The last question, number three, what does the branch mean? So question one, is the verse 1, that day, the same as the verse 2, that day? Otherwise, what's different? Number two, what does verse 2, those of Israel who have escaped, mean? The last question, what does the branch mean? Today, we'd like to see the book of Isaiah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, in the title over the branch. Verse 1 said, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own food and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name, to take away our reproach. In order to understand in that day, we should see previous chapter, previous verses. Chapter 3, verses 17 through 26, we can see many Israelite women got the support. Israelite women showed up many clothes, many earrings, many head scarf and so on. But someday in the future, those things would be spoiled by invaders. So in that day, which means Isaiah the prophet prophesied this chapter 700 years before Christ. 100 years after Isaiah's prophecy, this prophecy would have become unreal. So that day, which meaning, that day over Jewish captivity to Babylon. So 600 before Christ, Jewish people were carried away as slaves to Babylonian country. That day is 586 before Christ, historically. So in that day, Isaiah the prophet prophesied 100 before in that day over verse 1. So that day means that day over Jewish people carried away as a slave to Babylon. Seven women shall take hold of one man, because many Israelite men were killed during war between Israel and Babylon. So very few men got survived. So therefore, seven women, seven stand for complete number or a whole number. So women asked one man, a few men, they say, we will eat our own food and wear our own apparel. So women said, seven women said, we will take over my clothes or my food. Don't worry about our food or our own clothes. They told to one man, only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach. What is our reproach? In their culture, women's reproach or disgrace is not able to have children. That considered as reproach or disgrace, because seven women's husbands were dead in the war between Israel and Babylon, so they had no husbands. That's why they asked the one man, they want to be wives to one man. So conceive us. So let us be called by your name. So when women married a man, so women's last name is changed to husband's last name. So let us be called by your name. So basically seven women asked one man, we want to marry you. So husband, you don't worry about my food or my clothes, my lunch, whatever. You just live with us. Then let us have your children. So that means to take away our reproach. Then verse 2, in that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful, glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. Verse 2 is a little different context against verse 1. Verse 2 last part said, beautiful, glorious, excellent, appealing, some kind of good mood. Verse 1 is a report, some kind of bad mood. So verse 2 is like a good mood. So therefore, verse 2 that day is different from verse 1 that day. So in that day, the branch of the Lord. So we should know what the branch means. So the branch of the Lord, we can find out Zechariah the prophet said, chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, then speak to him, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, or what God says, saying, behold the man whose name is the branch. So God said, the man, his name is the branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. So the branches shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, sir. He shall build the temple of the Lord. So Zechariah chapter 6 verse 12 re-emphasized in verse 13 again. Yes, sir. The branches shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne, so he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. So Zechariah talks about the branch shall build the temple of the Lord. So we can see in book of Revelation chapter 20 indicated who shall build the temple of the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, the branch indicates the Lord Jesus Christ. Then also Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 5 and 6, behold, the days are coming, more than one day, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. So David, a branch of righteousness. So Jesus Christ, God descended from David tribes. How do we know? Because in the book Gospel, Luke chapter 3, we can see genealogy over Jesus' mother Mary. So that genealogy teaches us Mary's forefather, David, is there. So Jesus Christ is a descendant of David. So David, a branch of righteousness, a king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called. So Jeremiah the prophet, chapter 23, verses 5 and 6, Zechariah, chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. So we can know the branch is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, verse 2, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 said, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and gloriously. Fruit of the earth shall be excellent and of filling. Also, for or because those of Israel who have escaped. So, right here, in the book of Revelation, or Daniel chapter 9, we can see, right now we live before rapture. The rapture taught in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, last part, disciple Paul taught us, all Christians will be caught up into heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heaven when Jesus Christ comes again in heaven. After then, 7 years, great tribulation will occur on the earth. So we will be in heaven with the Lord, but on the earth, here is the great tribulation will occur. So most Jewish people, Israel people today, do not believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. So therefore, they did not believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So most Jewish people will get through 7 year tribulation period. So during the middle of 7 years period, Antichrist put big idols rather than God the Father in the temple of Jerusalem in Israel. So at that moment, Israelite people recognized that Jesus, who was really the Lord and Savior, and then 144,000 Israel people disobeyed the Antichrist command to receive 666 numbers. So 144,000 people came from Israelites had 12 tribes. So each tribe had 12,000 people will be against Antichrist. So 12,000 people times 12 tribes coming out, 144,000 people. So those people will got beheaded by Antichrist because they disobeyed Antichrist commandment to accept 666 numbers on each head. But they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So there they will get beheaded. So those of Israel who have escaped. So at the end of 7 years, that is the great tribulation period. And at the last moment, the Bible said, Armageddon were, you know, which meaning, the basic Russian, other, Muslim country, many other, because different the name, Magog, so several, anti-Christ people came into earth, against the Israel people. So that kind of blood war. At that moment, Jesus Christ will come down, come again on the earth in a second time, with the other born-again Christian in heaven down to the earth. So Jesus Christ will establish a new kingdom, so-called as Millennium Kingdom. Millennium is 1,000 years period is called as Millennium. So Jesus Christ will establish Millennium Kingdom. So at that moment, Jesus Christ and the other born-again Christians together executed judgment against the Antichrist and Antichrist followers as well. So those people, Jesus Christ will put them into bottomless pit. In the book of Revelation chapter 20 explained bottomless pit. Also, Jesus Christ will make a beheaded Jewish people, 140,000 Jewish people, live again. So that's why he said, for those of Israel who have escaped, meaning their tribulation period, they got beheaded, but at the end of the Great Tribulation, Jesus Christ will make them live again. That's those of Israel who have escaped. So, verse 2, that day, which meaning that day of Jesus Christ coming again on the earth, that day. That day, just the beginning of a millennium kingdom. So, and it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. So, when Jesus comes down in earth again, so those giants, the Israel people, also the left remnants in Jerusalem will be called holy. Because those 144,000 Israel people never compromised with the Antichrist, never accepted the 666 numbers, but they accept Jesus as their Savior and the Lord. So therefore, they kept them holy. Holy stand for set apart us from the world to the heaven. That means holy. Holiness meaning set apart from the earth or the world or Antichrist to heaven. That is holy. So those 144,000 Israelite people became holy because of Jesus Christ will make them live again through millennium kingdom. Everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. So those people are recorded on the life book. Verse 4, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. So Jesus Christ, with his bloodshed, he already washed away all sins. So therefore, upon our face, our sin will get washed away because of Jesus' blood. Although 140,000 Israel people believed in the Lord Jesus Christ during Great Tribulation, so because of their faith, their filth or sinfulness, evil is washed away by the Lord Jesus Christ. And purchased the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. So all, you know, the bloody war, you know, the great tribulation, you know, bloody war, you know, between Israel people and, you know, anti, you know, Israel people. So those the Lord Jesus Christ pushed away the blood, you know, everything, you know, pushed away. So the finally, by the spirit of judgment, by spirit of burning. So Jesus Christ will judge the Antichrist and the Antichrist the followers at the entrance of the Millennium Kingdom. Verse 5, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion. So the Lord will build new temple of Jerusalem in Israel. So the Antichrist contaminated all, you know, idols, desolation thing, you know, in the temple of the Lord, you know, in Jerusalem. So the Lord will build up the new temple. So that, you know, many born again Christian, some came from heaven on the earth, or just a new Christian, including Jewish people or Gentile new believer, will go into the temple of the Lord, you know, in Jerusalem. Above her assemblies, a lot of people to join in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem over Israel. A cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. These two the phrases indicated Exodus history. So we can see Israel forefathers were led by a cloud during day, also by light during night. We can see book of Exodus in history. That time, you know, Israelite forefather reminded God's presence among his people during Exodus. Exodus, you know, 40 years Israel forefathers escaped from, you know, Egypt to into Canaan, the promised land. So this is a person really God through Isaiah the prophet reminded the Israelites of God's presence among his people during Exodus. Then forefathers were constantly reminded of God's presence whenever they saw the cloud provided by God during day, and the light provided by God during night. For over all the glory, there will be a covering. So God's glory will cover an all area. Likewise, the Old Testament, the Exodus, the history. When? In that day of the Lord's coming again on the earth to establish the millennial kingdom. That day, all glory on the earth during millennial kingdom. And there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for place of refuge, and for shelter from storm and rain. In that day of the Lord Jesus Christ coming again, like Exodus in history, so the new tabernacle will be built in Jerusalem. The temple of the Lord will be built in Jerusalem by the branch, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So many Christians, many born-again Christians were there. So they can have assembling, worshiping place, also refuge place. So they can sleep there, they can have a fellowship together, a place of refuge. The last one, a shelter from storm and rain. So outside the storm and rain, the temple of the Lord is a shelter. The temple of the Lord plays a role of a shelter. So therefore, today, chapter 4, Isaiah the prophet prophesied about the 700 before Christ. So 100 years later, which means the 600 before Christ, Israelite people were carried away as a captivity of a slave in Babylon. Then Isaiah the prophet, verse 2 through 6, he prophesied in that day of the Lord Jesus Christ coming again on the earth to establish the millennium kingdom and to reign the millennium kingdom. So, therefore, the question one, is the first one that day the same as verse 2 that day? The answer, no. Otherwise, what's the difference? First one in that day means in that day over Jewish captivity to Babylon, historically 586 before Christ. How about number two in that day? In that day of the branch of the Lord coming again on the earth to reign and establish the millennium kingdom. So number two question, what does verse 2, those of Israel who have escaped mean? So Israel people today, most people do not believe in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Therefore, they will go through 7 years great tribulation. But the mid of 7 years, which meaning 3.5 years later, they recognized, they discovered that Jesus as really Messiah, the Lord and Savior. So how many people? Not all Jewish people. Each tribe, 12,000 people. So total 140,000 Israel people repented their sins of unbelief as Jesus, their Messiah. So they disobeyed against the Antichrist. So 144,000 people got beheaded during 7 years of Great Tribulation. So those ones will be made live again when Jesus will come again on the earth. So escaped means Jesus Christ make them, 144,000 Israel people, live again. So let them reign millennium kingdom with the other born-again Christians together. So for those of Israel who have escaped, meaning they will not obey Antichrist, or desolate images, idols at all, but they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Those people will be made alive again by the Lord Jesus Christ. The last question, what does the branch mean? So we can see, you know, other the prophets, Zechariah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, the branch is Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we conclude today's teaching. So let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.